Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to talk about sales revenues. The seller of goods transfers them to buyers in exchange for cash or promise to pay at a later date. This exchange is a relatively simple business transaction. Sellers make sales to create revenues. This inflow of assets in the form of cash or accounts receivable results from selling goods to customers. Next, we describe the more complete income statement actually prepared by accountants. The merchandising company that we use to illustrate the income statement is Hanlon Retail Food Store. This section explains how to record sales revenue, including the effect of the trade discounts. Then we explain how to record two deductions from sales revenue, sales discount, and sales return on returns and allowances, the amounts that remain in the net sales. The formula for determining net sales, okay, so you have your gross sale of $282,000. Some businesses will offer a sales discount. Usually if you pay your bill within a certain amount of time, they will issue a sales discount. The sales returns and allowances, those are allowances for when, say, a clothing industry or a food industry, as with our example, they return items. This is the amount that's allowed for that. So once you deduct the two items, the discounts and the sales return and allowances, you have a total, your true revenue for that particular period. This is a copy of an invoice, and I'll go back to it as I explain it. In a sales transaction, the seller transfers the legal ownership of the goods to the buyer. Usually the physical delivery of the goods occurs at the same time as the sale of the goods. A business document called an invoice, which is this, and we will explain it here in more detail. It becomes the basis of that recording the sale. An invoice is a document prepared by the seller of merchandise and sent to the buyer. The invoice contains details of the sale, such as the number of units sold, the unit price, the total price, the bills, the terms of the sale, and what type of manner of shipment. So we'll go back to, and as you can see, so you have the owner of the business, and it should always have an invoice number, the date of the invoice, should always have a customer number of some type, who you're selling it to, and the terms. Net 30 means it's due in 30 days, and freight on board destination, it means that's when the purchaser takes ownership, is when it reaches its final destination. Until it reaches that destination, the seller is still responsible. So that's what FOB destination means. Date shipped is the date, obviously, you're going to ship it, and who you ship the product with, and then the description of the product, model number if you have it, whatever kind of identifying information you want to include here, and how much, the price, and then the grand total. A wholesale company which supplies goods to retailers prepares the invoice after the shipping department notifies the accounting department that it has shipped the goods to the retailer. Using the invoice as a source document, a wholesale company records the revenue from the sale at the time of the sale for the following reasons. The seller has passed legal title of the goods to the buyer, and the goods are now the responsibility and property of the buyer. The seller has established the selling price of the goods. They have completed its obligation. It has exchanged the goods for another asset, such as cash or accounts receivable, and the seller can determine the cost incurred in selling the goods. Each time a company makes a sale, the company earns revenue. This revenue increases a revenue account called sales. Recall from Unit 3 that credits increase revenues. Therefore, the firm credits the sale account for the amount of the sale. Usually, sales are for cash or on account. When a sale is for cash, the company credits the sales account and debits cash. For example, we received $20,000 cash from the previous invoice, and then we record our sales as a credit of $20,000. When a sale is on account, it credits the sales account and debits the accounts receivable. So accounts receivable is a promise to pay, the $20,000, and we're going to recognize it as a revenue. Usually a seller quotes the gross selling price, also called the invoice price, of goods to the buyer. However, sometimes a seller quotes the list price of goods along with available trade discounts. In this later situation, the buyer must calculate the gross selling price. The list price less all trade discounts is the gross selling price. Merchandising companies that sell goods use the gross selling price as a credit to sales. A trade discount is percentage deduction or discount from the specified list price or catalog price of merchandise. Companies use trade discounts to reduce the cost of catalog publication. A seller can use a catalog for a longer time by printing list prices in the catalog and giving separate discount sheets to salespersons whenever prices change. They can grant quantity discounts, and they can allow a quotation of different prices to various customers such as retailers and wholesalers. The seller's invoice may show trade discounts. However, sellers do not record trade discounts in their accounting records because the discounts are used only to calculate the gross selling price, nor do trade discounts appear on the books of the purchaser. To illustrate, assume an invoice contains the following data. So you have a list price of 200 swimsuits at $24, which grosses to $4,800. You're going to offer them a trade discount of 30% for a final gross selling price, which will be your invoice price of $3,360. The seller records a sale of the $3,360. The purchaser records a purchase of the $3,360. Thus, neither the seller nor the purchaser enters list prices and trade discounts on their books. Sometimes the list price of a product is subject to several trade discounts. This series of discounts is a chain discount. Chain discounts exist, for example, when a wholesaler receives two trade discounts for services performed, such as packaging and distributing. When more than one discount is given, the buyer applies each discount to the declining balance successfully. If a product has a list price of $100 and is subject to trade discounts of 20% and 10%, the gross selling price would be $100 minus the 2%, which would equal $80, and then the $80 minus the 10%, which would be the $72. You could obtain the same results by multiplying the list price by the complements of the trade discounts allowed. The complement of 20% is 80% because 20% plus 80% equals 100. The complement of 10% is 90% because 10 plus 90 is 100. Thus, the gross selling price, 100 times 8, 80% times 90%, gives you the $72. Two common deductions from gross sales are sales discounts and sales returns and allowances. Sellers record these deductions in the contra revenue accounts to the sales account. Contra accounts have normal balances that are opposite to the balance of the account they reduce. For example, since the sales account normally has a credit balance, the sales and discount account and sales return and allowance account have debit balances.